今天我要跟大家交通的是这个题目，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
I feel that Chip gave away my introductions this morning.
我觉得 Chip 弟兄已经把这个介绍给了大家了。
And indeed, we fight with Goliath every single day.
确实，我们每天都在与哥利亚征战。
Every single day we fight with Goliath.
每天我们都与哥利亚来征战。
And this Goliath is you.
这个哥利亚其实就是你。
And this Goliath is me.
这个哥利亚就是我。
I also feel that Brother Wang gave away my conclusion this morning.
而且我觉得王弟兄已经把今天的结论也给了大家。
At the end of the day, we all have a choice.
在今天的结束，我们都有一个选择。
We want to follow and trust our Jesus.
我们愿不愿意跟随信靠主耶稣？
Or we want to go along.
或者我们要自己来走。
So we have the introductions, we have the conclusions.
所以我们已经有了开始，已经有了结束。
And we can say amen and go to lunch.
其实我们可以说阿们，然后去享中餐了。
But children are not ready.
但是孩子们还没有预备好。
And the sisters are not ready.
那姐妹们也没预备好。
And I still have my responsibility too.
那我也有我的责任。
So we have to go to the word.
所以当我让我们再一次来读神的话。
The word is from Matthew chapter 19.
今天的话语是在马太福音第十九章。
We'd like to read from verse 16 to 26.
我们来读十六节到二十六节。
Gospel according to Matthew.
是马太福音。
Chapter 19, verse 16.
19章16节。
226.
到26节。
Brother, sister, when we ever read a portion of scriptures, then we always want to find the keys that open the scripture to us.
弟兄姐妹们，每次我们来读神一段的话语的时候，总要找到这个里面的关键，让我们能够明白。
And there always has a key allow us to open this portion of scripture.
总有一个关键能够把这里的章节打开。
And you have to find that key in order to understand the meaning of that portion of scripture.
但你要去寻找这个关键，然后才能明白神的这一段话语。
Sometimes the key is right in that portion of scripture.
有的时候这个关键就在这些章节里面。
Sometimes the keys are in somewhere else.
有的时候这个关键是在另外的地方。
Therefore, we have to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
所以我们读圣经要从创世纪一直读到启示录。
Because the key to open that portion of Scripture is not necessarily within that portion of Scripture.
因为那一段话语它的关键不一定是在那一段话语里面。
This morning we have this portion of scripture in front of us.
今天早上我们就有这样的一段话语在我们面前。
And there are two keys to open this portion.
有两个关键来打开这一段话。
There are one key right inside this portion.
有一个关键就在这个章节里面。
But there's another key, it's not in this portion of scriptures.
但另外有一个关键却不在这些章节里面。
We not only have two keys.
现在我们不光有这两个关键。
And also we have instructions on how to use that key also in the Bible.
而且我们有在圣经里面能找到怎么样来打开关键的说明。
And the instructions and yet on another part of scripture.
那这个说明就在另外一段圣经里面。
So let's read this portion of scripture first.
所以让我们先来读这一段圣经。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.And someone came to him and said, Teacher, what good thing should I do that I may obtain eternal life? And he said to him, Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. Then he said to him, Which one? And Jesus said, You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery.You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, All these things I have kept. What am I still lacking? Jesus said to him, If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. And Jesus said to his disciples, Truly I said to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were very astonished and said, Then who can be saved? And looking at them, Jesus said to them, With people this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
16节，有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。他说，什么诫命？耶稣说，就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。那少年人说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。耶稣对门徒说，我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。门徒听见这话，就稀奇得很，说，这样谁能得救呢？耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
让我们翻到《申命记》第三十章。
Verse 11 through 14.
十一节到十四节。
And this is one of the keys.
这就是另外的一个关键。
To open that Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 26.
这一个关键可以打开马太福音十九章十六到二十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. For this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. It is not in heaven that you should say, Who will go up to heaven for us to get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, Who will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may observe it.
申命记三十章十一到十四节，我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是离你远的，不是在天上使你说，谁替我们上天取下来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？也不是在海外使你说，谁替我们过海取了来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。
Then let's turn to the instructions on how to use the key in Proverbs chapter 6.
然后让我们再来看，来解释这些话语的说明是在箴言的第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 20.
箴言的第六章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20. My son, keep your father's commands, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you.When you awake, they will speak to you, for these commands are a lamp, this teaching is a light, and the correction of discipline are the way to life.
箴言第六章二十节，我儿要谨守你父亲的诫命，不可离弃你母亲的法则，要常系在你心上，挂在你项上。你行走，他必引导你；你躺卧，他必保守你；你睡醒，他必与你谈论。因为诫命是灯，法则是光，训诲的责备是生命的道。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, again, we thank you for inviting us to your table.
父啊，我们再一次感谢您邀请我们到您的桌子面前。
It is such a privilege for us to celebrate the victory you have won for us.
这是何等的特权，我们可以来庆贺您在十字架上所赢得的征战。
This victory allows us today to battle in the name of our Lord Jesus.
今天这个得胜能够让我们可以在征战之中。
And in this almighty name, the victory has been won.
在这大能的名里面，所有的征战已经全赢。
Although with man it is impossible, but with God, all things.
虽然在人这是不能的，但是在神凡事都能。
We pray this morning you would open our eyes to your scriptures.
求您今天早上打开我们的眼，可以看到您的话语。
We pray that this word would be the lamp to our feet.
愿意这话成为我们脚前的灯。
So that we can see the path for us to follow you.
让我们可以看到跟随您的这条路。
Pray for anointing, for the speaking, for the translating, and for the hearing.
为讲的、翻译的和听的，都来向您求膏油的浇灌。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。
If you want, you can keep your Bible in Matthew chapter 19.
如果您愿意的话，可以把您的这个书签一直放在马太福音的第十九章。
That's our main scriptures, and we will.Spend some time reading Matthew chapter 16.
因为这是我们今天早上的章节，我们要花许多时间来读这一段。
There's a young man came to Jesus and asked a question.
有一个年轻人，有个少年人来到主耶稣面前来问了一个问题。
The question is, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?
他的问题是，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
There is a burden in his heart to obtain eternal life.
在他的心里有一个负担要得着永生。
But in his mind, in order to obtain this eternal life, he needs to do good things.
在他的心思里面要得着永生的话，他要做善事。
This is not the thought that he has.
这并不是他的意念。
Many, many people throughout the generation, mankind all have this thought.
其实历史历代在人类之中，许多的人都有同样的意念。
This thought is not anything new.
这个意念也不是一个新的意念。
The same thought was in Cain in Genesis.
创世纪里面，在该隐的心里就是这样的意念。
This is the same thought in Cain. He thought I should do good things to obtain eternal life.
在该隐里面，他的心思里面就是这样想，我要做善事。来得永生。
In fact, this thought is the basis for all religions.
事实上，这样的意念就是所有宗教的根源。
Religions can be summed up in one question. That question is, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?
在所有的宗教里面，总结起来就是这一个问题，就是我该做什么善事才能得永生。
So this is a big question.
这是一个很大的问题。
The question asked by mankind for generations and generations.
在人类的历史历代都问这样一个问题。
So this is an important question.
所以这是一个重要的问题。
That's why Jesus spent some time to answer this question.
所以耶稣花了一些时间来解答。
But then you look at the question that Jesus answered is a little bit strange.
但是你如果看耶稣的回答，会觉得有些奇怪。
On the surface,Jesus is off the topic.
在表面看，耶稣完全离题了。
And this man said, "What good things shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?"
因为这个少年人问我该做什么善事才能得永生。
And Jesus said, why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good.
但耶稣的回答是，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。
So you say, oh, Jesus, you're not listening.
然后你说，耶稣，你根本就没有听我。
This man is asking for good things.
因为这个人问的是善事。
Then you're talking about what is good. There's only one who is good.
但你却说有一位是善的。
Jesus, you're off the topic.
耶稣，你离题了。
Jesus does this a lot.
耶稣他经常是这样的。
Whenever Jesus seemingly is off the topic, it's very important.
每一次好像耶稣离题的时候，都是非常重要的时候。
Because Jesus wants to reveal a hidden truth.
因为耶稣要启示一个隐藏的真理。
So he's off the topic now.
所以他现在就是离题了。
So when the Samaritan woman asked Jesus, "Give me those living waters."
当这个撒玛利亚的妇人说，给我这个活水的时候。
What will you do if someone asks you, "I want those living waters"?
如果有人问你，我要活水的时候，你怎么回答？
And you try to explain to this person how he's going to get this living water, right?
然后你就会去解释怎样得着活水，是不是？
And Jesus is off the topic. Jesus said, go, call your husband.
但耶稣又离题了，他说，去把你的丈夫找来。
Why Jesus is off the topic?
为什么耶稣离题了呢？
Jesus wants to reveal a hidden truth.
因为耶稣要启示一个隐藏的真理。
There is something deeper that this young man needs to know.
有一件事情更加深刻的要让这个少年人知道。
Therefore, Jesus is turned his attention from good thing to a good man.
所以耶稣让这个年轻人的注意力从善事转到一个善的人。
And this verse is the key.
那这个就是关键。
And this verse is that seemingly off the topics.Is the key to explain this portion of scripture.
所以这个看似离题的这么一句话，就是这一段的一个关键。
And this verse is key number one.
这是第一个关键。
And Deuteronomy chapter 30:11 is key number two.
在申命记三十章十一节那里开始是第二个关键。
And the Proverbs chapter 6 is the instruction how do we use the key.
那在箴言第六章就是一个说明我们怎样来使用这些关键。
I will come back to the key later.
我要回到这个关键
在后面。We need to first think about the problem first.
现在我们先来想想这个问题。
Then Jesus, after that question, then he actually answered the young man's question.
那当耶稣问了他这个问题之后，其实耶稣还是回答了。
And he said, but you wish to enter into life, keep the commandment.
耶稣说，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
You know, when Jesus answers a question, he often quotes directly from scriptures.
当耶稣回答问题的时候，经常他是直接引用圣经的话。
And this answer is straight out of Leviticus chapter 18.
其实这个回答就是在利未记十八章。
In Leviticus chapter 18 verse 5,The Bible says the answer has been given to Israel from Exodus through Joshua time and again.
因为在那里他说，所以你们要守我的律例典章，是从约书亚到摩西赐给我们的。
Leviticus says, so you shall keep my statutes and my judgments by which a man may live. If he does them, I am the Lord.
哦，在那里十八章讲到，所以你们要守我的律例典章，人若遵行就必因此活着，因为我是耶和华。
Every single Jew knows this.
每一个犹太人他们都知道这一段章节。
They know this by heart.
在他们的心里面他们都知道这个章节。
If we keep the statutes and God's commandments, we shall live and have eternal life.
如果有人守他的律例典章遵行的话，就必因此活着。
And Jesus simply state what has been said in the scriptures.
所以耶稣只是把圣经的话再重复在这里。
The question is, why this young man has this question if he already knew the scriptures?
那如果这个少年人已经知道这个章节，那为什么还需要来问这个问题呢？
And the young man even asked, then which one?
这个年轻人、少年人甚至问是哪一条诫命。
And Jesus is very patiently and answer again from the scriptures.
所以耶稣非常的有耐心，再一次从圣经里面来回答他。
You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。
Again, this is nothing new to Jews.
对犹太人来讲，这不是一个新鲜的事。
Every single Jews knew this by heart.
每一个犹太人在心里面都记得这些诫命。
And this young man is better than most Jews.
而且这个少年人比一般的犹太人都要好。
He said, "All these things I have kept. What am I still lacking?"
因为这个少年人说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？
There is a truth in that statement.
在这个他的这句话里面确实有一些事实。
He is still lacking.
他确实还缺乏。
And this is his problem.
这就是他的问题。
He has done according to his knowledge.
照着他所知道的，他已经去遵行了。
But he still lacking.
但他还是缺少。
In his heart.
在他的心里面他知道。
Therefore, he asked Jesus, anything else I should do.
所以他问耶稣，我还当做什么？
If he is right,
如果他是对的话，
he really kept all the commandments.
如果他都已经遵行了所有的诫命。
According to Leviticus chapter 18 verse 5, he should live and have eternal life.
根据利未记十八章第五节那里所讲的，他应该已经有永生了。
But we also know that's not possible.
但我们也知道这是不可能的事。
I don't know this young person.
我不认识这个少年人。
But I know one thing.
但我知道一件事。
In the Bible, in the Psalm chapter 143 verse 2, Bible said this. He said, "In your sight."No man living is righteous.
因为我知道在诗篇一百四十三篇第二节那里面这样说，因为在你面前凡活着的人没有一个是义的。
I don't know this young person.
我不认识这个少年人。
But I know Psalm 143 verse 2.
但我却知道诗篇一百四十三篇。
Psalm 143 verse 2 said, In God's sight there's no one living who is righteous.
因为在诗篇一百四十三篇第二节说，在神面前凡活着的没有一个是义的。
Therefore, it's impossible that this person that can keep all the commandments as he said.
所以事实上，不可能像这个少年人所说的，他遵守了一切的诫命。
Then Jesus began to enlighten him. What is the true meaning?Keeping the commandments.
所以耶稣下面就来光照他，让他知道什么是真实的、真正的守诫命。
And now this comes to a key now.
这个又是一个关键了。
Now the commandment is outside of this young man.
因为这些诫命是在这个少年人之外的。
This young man tried to keep the commandment as he put the commandment outside of him.
因为这个少年人是在外面来守这些诫命。
But if you read the Deuteronomy and you read the Proverbs, that's not what God was saying.
但你如果读《申命记》、读《箴言》的话，神却不是这么说。
God said, "You have to bind the word in your heart."
因为神说要系在心里。
You need to tie it around your neck.
你要挂在颈项上。
The problem of this young man is the commandment is outside of him.
对这个年轻人，他的问题是这些诫命是在他外面。
The commandment has not been bound in his heart.
这个诫命还没有系在他的心里。
Therefore, Jesus trying to do something to bind this commandment into his heart.
所以耶稣要做的就是让这些诫命系在他心里。
And Jesus asked him the following.
然后耶稣就在下面这样来问他。
Jesus said, "You wish to be complete. Go sell your possessions and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me."
耶稣说：“你若愿意做完全人，可 可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
Then you ask me, no, I can't find that in the Old Testament.
然后你就说，哎，这句话我在旧约没有找到。
The Old Testament doesn't have this particular commandment.
因为在旧约里面没有提到这一条诫命。
About sell your possessions.
关于变卖所有的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a new commandment.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是一个新的诫命。
This is the heart of the commandment.
因为这是诫命的中心。
This is how we can bind the commandment into our heart.
这就是我们为什么可以把它系在我们心里。
Jesus has said in New Testament, there are two laws that sum up all laws.
因为耶稣在新约里面讲过，所有律法的总结在两条。
The first one is, you shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
因为耶稣说，第一条就是你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And the second one is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
Okay, these are the two laws.
这是两条诫命。
That sum up all the laws.
是所有律法的总纲。
If this young man truly keep the commandments, he should keep this too.
如果这个少年人真的遵守所有的律法，他就能遵行这两条。
He loves the Lord with all his heart.
因为他是全心的、尽心的来爱主。
With all his soul and with all his mind.
是尽心、尽性、尽意。
And he loves his neighbor as himself.
而且他爱人如己。
If this is the case,
如果真是这样的话，
If the Lord that you love with all your heart asks you to sell your possession to the neighbor that you love as yourself,Will you be able to do it?
如果这个你尽心所爱的神跟你说，变卖你所有的，去周济你的邻舍，爱他们如爱你自己一样，你会不会去遵行呢？
The one that asks this is the one you love with all your heart.
因为这个给你命令的人就是你尽心所爱的主。
The one you need to give your property is the one you love as yourself.
你所分给的这些人就是你所爱你爱的邻舍，就像你爱自己一样。
If he truly keep the commandment, he has no problem to respond to that call.
如果他真的是守诫命的话，他应该没有问题来遵行这两样。
The fact that this young man could not respond to this call is that the commandment was not bound to his heart.
但事实却是，这个年轻人他不能守诫命，因为诫命没有系在他心里。
And his heart is revealed by this question.
所以他心里的光景就被这个问题完全显示出来。
And he went away grieving because he can't respond to Jesus' call.
他就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他不能回应耶稣的呼召。
He loved his property more than he loved the Lord.
因为他爱他的产业过于爱他的主。
He loved himself.More than he not love his neighbor.
因为他爱自己过于爱他的邻舍。
You see, this is the issue.
你看到了吗？这就是问题所在。
This is the same issue that you and I facing today.
这也是你跟我今天面对的问题。
We know the commandments.
我们知道诫命。
We know the word of God.
我们知道神的话。
We know God, the desire of us.
我们也知道神向着我们的心意。
But these commandments are not bound in our hearts.
但这诫命却没有系在我们心里。
Therefore, when God wants that commandment to be bound into our heart, we have issues.
所以当神要把这样的诫命系在我们心里的时候，我们就开始有所有的问题。
It is when you're trying to bind the commandment with your heart, then you start having issues.
如果他要把这个诫命系在你心里的时候，我们就开始有问题了。
If we kick the commandment just on the wall, we will never have any problem.
如果我们只是把诫命写在墙上，没有问题。
If we use commandment as a topic for us to talk about it, we will never have issues.
如果我们只是彼此来谈论这样的诫命，也没有问题。
It is when you take the commandment, you want to bind it into your heart, then you will have an issue.
但是当我们要把这样的诫命系在心里的时候，马上就有问题。
And this young man went away.
这个少年人就这样走了。
I wish he can stay.
我真的宁愿他 留下来。
If this young man just can stay for another half an hour,
如果他能够留下来只要半个小时
，and he will get the answer for it.
因为他就要得着一切的答案。
Because Jesus began to use this to open the truth about this matter.
因为耶稣下面就要用这件事把所有的真理显示出来。
And Jesus began to teach disciples by a parable.
这个时候，耶稣就用一个比喻来跟门徒讲。
Jesus was a great teacher. They use parable in a very nice way.
耶稣是一个很伟大的教师，因为他知道怎样来用比喻。
And so truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣对门徒说，我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
There is no other parable is easier to understand than this one.
有许多的比喻，都比这个容易理解，没有这个容易理解。
这个是最容易的。
这个是最容易理解的比喻。
This is the easiest parable to understand.
这个是最容易理解的比喻。
You see that camel is the largest animal in Palestine.
因为骆驼是当时在巴勒斯坦地最大的动物。
You cannot find anything is bigger than camel.
在那个时候，你找不到比骆驼更大的动物。
And the eyes of a needle is the smallest opening you can ever find.
那这个针眼就是你能找到的最小的孔。
So it's impossible.To push this big animal, camel, through the eyes of a needle.
所以是不可能让这么大的一个骆驼能够穿过一个针的眼。
And this is the interpretation of this parable. It cannot be easier than this.
所以这个比喻的解释不能再容易了。
You know, a camel can weigh 15,000 pounds. A camel is 7 feet tall.
那这个骆驼可以有1000多磅重，而且有7尺高。
So it's impossible for this camel to go through the eyes of a needle.
所以这个骆驼要穿过针眼是不可能的事。
So what Jesus was saying is very simple. It is impossible.
所以耶稣讲的是非常简单，他要讲的就是不可能。
A rich man is impossible to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
一个财主要进天国是不可能的。
Although this parable cannot be any simpler, but it could puzzle many Bible scholars.
虽然这个比喻不能再简单了，但很多圣经的学者却在这里很多迷惑。
Not because it's hard to understand.
并不因为它很难理解。
Many cannot accept interpretations.
只是因为他们不愿意接受这个解释。
They don't want to accept that rich man cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
他们不能接受的就是财主。不可能进天国。
Therefore, they want to find a way for the rich man.
所以他们就为这些财主来找一些路。
So how do you find a way for the rich man to enter into the kingdom?
那你怎么样来找一条路让财主可以进天国呢？
So many scholars spend many effort trying to find a way for rich man to enter into the kingdom.
很多学者就找了很多的资料来帮助这些财主进天国。
There are only two possible ways.
有两个可能。
The first way is to make the camel small.
第一个就是让骆驼小一点。
So Bible scholars said, well, you know, in Greek, the camel and the rope very similar.
所以这些圣经的学者呢，就找到一个解释，在希腊文里面，骆驼跟绳子是很相似的这两个词。
There's only one character different.
只有一个单字是一个。字母是不一样的。
Someone must made a mistake here.
他就说，哦，可能这个圣经这词用错了。
It's not a camel, it's a rope.
他们不是讲骆驼，他们其实用的词是绳子。
Because the rope is made of camel hair, right? So the word, the root of the rope and root of camel is the same.
所以他们说这绳子很可能是骆驼毛做的。那这个骆驼毛做的绳子，那能够进去，这个毛进去就代表骆驼也进去了。
I didn't say that quite.
但弟兄没讲得这么清楚。
This went way further.
所以我在这帮那个人解释了。
No, they said, oh, it's really the rope, it's not the camel.
所以他们的结论是骆驼的毛进了针眼。
No, it's the rope, it's 绳子。
是绳子进了针的眼。
Then Then I'm about to say what you just interpret.
然后弟兄就要讲刚才我试
着解释。Then there are some Bible scholars that even went further.
然后有些圣经的学者甚至往前走一步。
They said, no, it's really not the robe. They talk about the camel hair.
那他们就说不是绳子，圣经讲的是骆驼的毛。
As it's a camel hair trying to go through the needle, eyes of a needle.
其实圣经讲的是骆驼的毛穿过针的眼。
You see how rich man can enter into the kingdom of heaven now?
现在你看到了吧，财主可以进天国了。
And there's another school.
然后有另外的一组人。
They don't worry about camel.
他们不太在乎骆驼。
They worry about the needle.
他们现在来专攻这个针的眼。
So they say, well, you know, the eyes of needle is not really a needle.
他们就说，针的眼其实不是针的眼。
You know, there's a gate in Jerusalem. The name of the gate is called Needle's Eye.
他们就说在耶路撒冷有一个门，城门，这城门的名字叫针眼。
And it's a small gate, so they call Needle's Eye.
因为这个门比较小，所以他们把它称为针眼。
So if the sun set, they close the big gate, they keep the Needle's Eye open.
当落日之后，他们就把大的门城门都关起来，但是把这个小的针眼门打开。
And it's not big enough for a camel to go through.
这个骆驼太大也不能进入。
They have to take the load off the camel.
所以要把骆驼身上所有的货物都卸下来。
Then they will push the camel. They push the camel through the gate.
然后他们就推，把这个骆驼就挤进去。
So this is another way the rich man can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以这是另外一条路，财主可以进天国。
So brother and sister, beware of what you found on the internet.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们要小心在网上所看到的东西。
If you go to internet to find the interpretation of a scripture, oftentimes you find this type of interpretation.
因为你在网上找的解释，很多时候是属于这一类的。
And you look at it and say, well, it's so good.
你看到这说啊，很好。
I'm going to share with my brother and sisters.
然后我就要跟弟兄姐妹来交通了。
Be careful about that.
但我们要小心。
This is not the interpretation.
这不是真正的解释。
Jesus already interpreted this for us in front of us. He said it's impossible.
因为耶稣已经在我们面前把它解释了，说这是不能的。
With man, this is impossible.
在人这是不能的。
It's impossible for a rich person to go through it. It is the fact.
这是不可能的，财主来进天国，这是一个事实。
Just like those Bible scholars, they spend a lot of time.
就像这些圣经的学者，我们也花很多时间。
Brother and sister, we spend a lot of time in our life trying to push that camel through the eye of the needle.
弟兄姐妹们，我们就像圣经的学者，经常花很多时间要来推这个骆驼挤进针的眼。
This is a problem of this young rich person.
这也是少年人的问题。
The commandment, God's commandment to him is eye of a needle.
这些诫命，神的诫命对少年人来讲就像针的眼。
And he is like a camel.
他自己就像骆驼。
He's pushing himself every day.
他每天都要把自己挤进这个针眼。
But it is impossible.
但这是不能的。
And he realized that day, and he went away.
那天他明白了，他就忧忧愁愁地走。
And this is exactly the problem we're facing today.
这也是我们今天所面对的问题。
We heard about God's commandment.
我们听到了神的诫命。
But in practical real life, we found these commandments is like eyes of a needle.
但是在实际的生活里面，我们发现这些诫命是真言。
We push that camel very hard every day in our home.
每天我们在家里面试着把这个骆驼推进真的眼。
We push that camel very hard in our marriage.
在我们的婚姻里面，我们试着来推这个骆驼进真眼。
We push that camel very hard in the workplace.
在我们的工作里面，也试着把骆驼推进去。
We push that camel very hard in assembly.
在我们的聚会里面，我们也试着非常费力的来推这个骆驼。
No wonder some of us are exhausted.
所以我们中间许多人这样的疲惫。
By the Friday evening.
到星期五晚上的时候。
We push that camel all week.
因为我们整周都在那里推这个骆驼。
How exhausted that would be.
这会多累呢？想想看。
We push something that's impossible.
因为我们在推，这是不可能的事。
So how? No wonder we're so excited to come together Friday afternoon, Friday evening.
所以我们周五能够来查经是何等的欢喜快乐。
Because finally we don't need to push that camel.
因为到这里我们。最终啊，不需要再来推这个骆驼。
So in the Friday evening, we can sit together, we can worship, we can talk about needle.
啊，我们就可以在这里礼拜五坐下来开始敬拜。
We forget about camel for a while.
现在我们不来想骆驼了。
And we study the needle. This is how good this needle is.
然后我们来学习箴言。我们说这箴言真的是好。
It's God's word.
这是神的话语。
This is life.
这是生命。
And we bring that needle back home.
我们也把这个针眼带回家。
Then Monday to Friday, we'll try to push that camel through that needle.
然后从星期一到星期五，我们又来试着把骆驼推进针眼。
It is impossible.
这是不可能的。
The sooner you realize it's impossible, the better you will be.
越早你认识，越早我们得益处。
You know, it's not really funny at all.
其实这不是一个可笑的事。
It is really sad thing.
这是非常悲哀的事。
It takes a long time for us to realize what is what we're doing.
很多时候花很多的时间，我们才知道自己到底在做什么。
It takes Jacob almost 90 years before he realized he can't really push the camel anymore.
对雅各来说，花了他90年时间，他才知道不能再来推这个骆驼。
It took Moses 80 years to realize it is not possible.
对摩西来讲，他花了80年才知道这是不可能的。
It took Job 41 long chapters.
对约伯来讲，花了41章的圣经。
If he realized that earlier, so we don't have to read all those 40 chapters.
如果约伯他早就认识到的话，我们现在就不需要读41章的圣经。
That 40 long chapters before Job realized it's impossible.
过了40章的圣经，他最后才意识到。
Peter has to deny the Lord 3 times before he realized.
彼得
，I can't push this anymore.
彼得他需要3次否认主之后，才意识到我不能再来推这个骆驼。
And for this poor Paul, Saul, the heaven has to open, a great light has to shine upon him before he realized I cannot keep against the goat.
对这个可悲的扫罗来讲，天要有大光照下来，他最后才意识到我不能来推这个骆驼。
Brothers and sisters, are you there yet?
弟兄姐妹们，我们已经到这一步了吗
？Do you still believe you can keep the commandments?
你们啊，我们还相信我们能够守诫命吗
？Are you ready to push that again tomorrow?
你明天还要来推这个骆驼吗
？May God have mercy on us today.
愿意神今天怜悯我们。
So we can see that it's impossible.
我们可以看到这是不可能的。
So why is this impossible?
那为什么是不可能的呢
？Why can't a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven?
财主为什么不能进天国呢
？I'm not going to get into how rich is rich person.
我不想来进入怎么样来讲什么样才是财主。
That's not the point.
这不是我们今天要讲的。
The point is it's impossible to keep the commandment.
今天我要讲的是守诫命是不可能的。
Why?
为什么
？And the key is in that scripture that Jesus answered.
这个关键就在耶稣的回答里面。
Jesus said, "Why are you asking me about what is good?"
因为耶稣的问题是你为什么以善事问我呢
？There is only one who is good.
只有一位是善的。
The young man asked for good things to do.
这个少年人问的是该行什么善事
Jesus talked about a good person.
但耶稣讲的却是一个善的人
In this world, you do good things, then you are a good person.
在这个世界里面你如果做善事你就是善的人
But in the kingdom of heaven, only a good person can do good things.
但是在天国里面只有良善的人才能做善事
Nobody can do good things except the good person.
没有人能够做善事，除非他是一个善的人。
And Jesus is only good person.
耶稣是唯一良善的。
Only Jesus can keep the commandments.
只有耶稣能够来守诫命。
Only Jesus can love God with all his heart, with all his mind, and all his soul.
只有耶稣能够尽心、尽性、尽意爱神。
Only Jesus can love his neighbor as himself.
只有耶稣能够爱邻舍、爱人如己。
In fact, the entire law is giving us a picture of this good person.
其实整个的律法让我们看到的是这个人的形象。
Therefore, we might have the same feeling as disciples. They say, then who can be saved?
也许我们就像这些门徒一样问同样的问题，这样谁能得救呢？
Who can be saved?
谁能得救？
Only the good person can keep the commandments.
只有良善的人才能守诫命。
And Jesus is the only good person.
那耶稣是唯一良善的。
And there is no hope for us.
那我们就没有希望。
It is impossible.
这是不可能的事。
With man, it is impossible.
但是在人这是不能的。
Now we turn to the second key.
现在我们来看这个第二个关键。
You know, the first key says only the good person can do good things.
所以第一个关键就是只有良善的才能够行善事。
And the second key said only when this good person come into your heart, then you can keep the commandments.
第二个关键，只有这个良善的人进到你的心里。你才能行善事。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, he said, it's not too difficult.
在申命记第三十章那里说，不是你难行的。
Nor is it out of reach.
也不是离你远的。
It is not in the heaven, nor is it beyond the sea.
不是在天上，也不是在海外。
The word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may observe it.
这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里。使你可以遵行。
The eyes of a needle is too difficult.
针的眼是非常困难的。
The eyes of a needle is out of reach, beyond the sea.
这个针眼是在海外，我们不能达到的。
But the word is near you.
但是话却离我们甚近。
It is in your mouth and it's in your heart.
就在我们的口里，就在我们的心里。
So where? What does this word do?
那这话它的工作在哪里呢？
In Proverbs chapter 6,
在箴言的第六章，
This is instruction how to use the key.
这就是怎样来使用这个关键的说明。
He told us how the word is working in us.
他告诉我们这话是怎样在我们里面来做工。
And he said, when you walk about, they will guide you.
在那里说，你行走，他必引导你。
When you sleep, they will watch over you.
你躺卧，他必保守你。
When you awake, they will talk to you.
你睡醒，他必与你谈论。
So this word can guide, this word can watch over you, this word can talk to you.
所以这话可以来引导，可以来保守，可以来与你谈论。
The eyes of a needle will not guide you.
这个针眼它并不能来引导你。
The eyes of a needle will not watch over you.Will not talk to you.
这箴言也不能来保守你，来与你谈论。
This word is a person.
这个话其实就是一个人。
This word is the good man.
这个话就是这个良善的人。
This word is the Holy Spirit.
这个人就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit will guide us, will watch over us, will talk to us.
圣灵会引导我们，会保守我们。也会与我们谈论。
So don't push that camel anymore.
所以我们不需要再来推这头骆驼。
No need to push camel against the needle of the eyes of the needle.
我们不需要再来推骆驼来进针的眼。
What we need is to be quiet in the Lord.
我们需要的就是在主面前静默。
And allow the word to guide us.
让他的话来引导我们。
Allow the word to watch over us.
让他的话来保守我们。
Allow the word to talk to us.
让他的话与我们谈论。
When the Holy Spirit does that,
当圣灵这样做的时候，
He will bind the commandment in the heart.
他要把这些诫命系在我们心里。
Jesus wants this young man to see that he loved the property more than God.
耶稣要让这个少年人看到，他爱自己的财物超过爱神。
Therefore, he asked that he give them that call.
所以他给了这个少年人这样的呼召。
Trying to bind the commandment in his heart.
他试着把这个诫命系在他心里。
And Jesus has done that in the past too.
耶稣在以往也做过这样的事情。
So he asked Peter.
所以他问过彼得。
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
If the Lord asks us, do you love me? Then we will all say yes.
如果主只是问你爱我们，也许我们都回答是的。
But if Jesus asks us, do you love me more than these?
但如果主耶稣问的是你爱我比这些更深吗？
Then we may have a little problem.
我们可能会有问题。
Because when Jesus is trying to bind this commandment in our heart, we start having difficulty.
因为当耶稣试着把诫命系在我们心里的时候，我们就开始有极大的困难。
Brother and sister, this is how should we pray for ourselves in the summer conference.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们该如何为着夏令会来为我们祷告。
We're not there just to talk about the eyes of a need.
我们并不是在那里来谈论关乎针眼。
We don't want to just bring home, you know, a bunch of eyes of need.
我们并不需要回来的时候带了许多的针眼回来
so that we can push ourselves all year long.
然后我们就有一年的时间来把骆驼推进去
Brother and sister, that's not the intent of the conference.
弟兄姐妹们这不是夏令会真实的意义
What we need to see is that the Lord through Holy Spirit bind the commandment into our heart.
我们需要看到的是主耶稣他要借着圣灵把这样的诫命系在我们心里
And if we have that happen in our life,
如果这件事在我们生命里面发生的话
if Holy Spirit binds His Word into our heart,
如果圣灵把神的话系在我们心里的话
then we can tie the Word around our neck.
然后我们就可以把这个话挂在我们的颈项
we can conduct ourselves that's worthy of the gospel of Him.
然后我们的行事为人也会与基督的福音来相称
There's no other way to be a testimony of our Lord Jesus.
没有其他的道路可以让我们来为耶稣做见证
Unless this good person has control over our life.
除非这一位善的来掌管我们的生命
And this is the way.
这就是那条道路
It is not possible for man to keep the commandment.
对人来讲来守诫命是不可能的
But when the good person is in us,
但当这位善的在我们里面
All things are possible.
凡事都能
David was such a good example of this.
大卫就是一个极好的例子
Throughout David's life, he is the one that always seek guidance from the Lord.
在他的一生里面大卫凡事都来求问神
He had more trouble than anybody we can think of.
他的所遇到的困难跟难处比我们所想到的任何人遇到的都多
But Lord watched over him throughout the years
但是神却每一个年日都在这样来保守他
And he talked to God day and night
他每天日日夜夜都与神来交通
And his experience was summarized in the book of Psalms
他的所有的经历都在诗篇里面被记下来
You read the book of Psalms It's about the guidance of Lord for David.
如果你来读诗篇的话，你就看到神对着大卫所有的引导。
You look at the psalm; it's a record of how the Lord watched over him.
你如果来读诗篇的话，就读到神怎样的来保守大卫。
You read the psalm; it is the conversation that David with his God.
如果你看诗篇的话，你就看到大卫怎样与神来谈论。
So this good person is guiding him, is watching over him, is talking with him.
所以这一位善的就在这里来引导他，来保守他，也来与他谈论。
Therefore, with God, all things are possible in David.
所以对大卫来讲，在神凡事都能。
Goliath is not an issue.
哥利亚并不是一个问题。
With God, all things are possible.
因为在神凡事都能。
Now we need to come to the conclusion now.
现在我们就来到结论了。
Just like our brother Juan has said before.
就像基善弟兄刚才所讲到的。
We have a choice to make today.
我们今天有一个选择可以做。
you want to hold on to our God, or you want to go along yourself?
你要来抓住神呢，还是要来走自己的路？
We can choose to continue to push that camel.
我们可以来选择继续来推这头骆驼。
I give you a good needle today.
我今天已经把箴言很详细的跟你讲了。
I describe the needle very detailed today.
今天这个箴言我详详细细的告诉你了。
You can bring that needle back home.
你可以把这个箴言带回家。
And Monday morning, start pushing camel.
礼拜一开始，你试着来把骆驼推进箴言。
We wish to do good things.
我们都希望做善事。
But in reality, we know we cannot.
但是在实际事实里面，我们不可能。
We cannot follow the word of God outwardly.
我们不能在外面来遵守神的话。
We must bind this word in our heart.
我们必须把话系在心里。
We cannot say we want to follow the Lord.
我们不能说我要跟随神。
But secretly treasure our own properties.
但是心里面却隐秘的来宝贵自己的产业。
If you do that,
如果你这样做的话，
if the word is not in your heart,
如果这话不在你的心里的话，
then the word is the eyes of a needle,
那这话就成为就是箴言。
You can push for another 10 years,
你可以再来10年试着来推。
You will not push through,
你不可能把它推进去。
We will forever push that camel,
我们可以永远的来推这个骆驼。
And we will be exalted to the end like this young rich person.
最后我们还要像这个少年人一样这么的疲惫忧忧愁愁的。
But there's another choice.
但是还有一个选择。
We would realize and decide this morning is impossible.
今天我们已经认识到这件事情是不可能的。
What I have been doing is impossible.
我一直在做的都是不可能的事。
I'm pushing myself through the eyes of needle is impossible.
让这个骆驼穿过针的眼是不可能的事。
I have pushed this long enough.
我已经太久来推这样的，在推这个骆驼。
It's not going to work. Am I going to stop?
这个是不可能，所以我要停止。
I'm going to stop pushing the camel.
我要今天停止再来推骆驼穿过针的眼。
Instead, I'm going to the Lord in all things.
现在凡事我都要来到主面前。
Instead of push myself, I will come to the Lord.
不再自己来推，我是来到主的面前。
If I need any guidance, I come to the Lord.
如果我需要引导的话，我到主面前。
I will give my burden away to the Lord so he can watch over us.
我要把我的重担交给他，所以他可以来保守我。
You know, all of us has many burdens.
今天我们每个人都有许多的重担。
Some of us, the marriage is our burden.
有些人婚姻是我们的重担。
Some of us, children is our burden.
有的人我们的子女是我们的重担。
Some of us, the career is our burden.
有的人我们的生涯是我们的重担。
Some of us, you know, assembly is our burden.
有的人聚会是我们的重担。
And we try to face that burden.
我们试着自己来面对这些重担。
It's almost like push that camel.
我们来试着推这个骆驼。
We push hard and push long.
我们已经很大的力气，而且我们单独的来推。
And we know it's not working.
已经知道是不可能。
Just like the young person, he knows he's lacking.
就像这个少年人知道他是缺乏的。
We just don't know why.
我们只是不知道原因而已。
We just don't know why it's not working.
我们只是不知道为什么这件事不成。
And Jesus said it's impossible.
耶稣已经讲了。这是不能的。
Therefore, I decide not to do that anymore.
所以今天我决定我不再这样行。
I will cast my burden to the Lord. Let him watch over those burdens.
我要把我的重担都交给主，让他来保守。
I will not watch over that burden. I let Lord watch over that burden.
我不再自己来看顾这些重担，让神来保守我。
I will talk to God day and night.
我日日夜夜都要与主来谈论。
I will have conversation with God.
我要与神有这样的交通。
I will keep silent when things get tough.
当事情变成困难的时候，我要在神面前静默。
Now when things get difficult, then we just get more verbal.
有的时候，当事情越难的时候，我们里面的话就越多。
No, that's the wrong way.
但这不对的。
When things get difficult, get tough.
当这个事情越来越难的时候
，Let's keep silent.
让我们静默。
It's the wisdom to keep yourself quiet.
能够自己静默的话，这是智慧。
And let that God does the battle for you.
让神为我们来征战。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Nothing is too difficult for the Lord.
在神凡事都能。
Do you really believe that nothing is too difficult for the Lord?
你真相信吗？在神没有难成的事。
Is your marriage too difficult for the Lord?
你的婚姻难道对神来讲是难，很难的事吗？
Is your children too difficult for the Lord?
我们的儿女对神来讲难道这么困难吗？
Is your health too difficult for the Lord?
我们的健康对神来讲难道这么困难吗？
Is your job too difficult for the Lord?
我们的工作对神来讲真这么困难吗？
Do you believe that all things are possible to him who believes?
你相不相信在信的人凡事都能？
And these are two choices in front of us today.
这是在我们今天的两个选择。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
come to the Lord.
到神面前来。
Don't go away like this young person.
不要像这个少年人这样离去。
It's pity that he went away.
他这样的离去是何等的可惜。
He didn't stay to make a choice.
他可以留在那里做另外一个选择。
To choose God.
来选择神。
To choose the good person.
来选择这位良善的。
To choose the life.
来选择生命。
And realize with me it is impossible.
认识到在我是不能的。
But with God all things are possible.
但是在神凡事都能。
Are you ready to make that choice today?
你今天预备好来做这样的选择吗？
God gives precious life.
神给我们宝贵的生命。
The sooner we realize we're pushing the camel, the better we will be.
我们越早地认识到我们原来在这里推骆驼，那最早越早我们得益处。
Is today the right time for you to say, I'm not going to do that anymore?
今天是不是就是这样合适的时候让你可以这样说，今天我不再来推这样的骆驼。
I believe all things are possible with God.
今天我要说相信在神凡事都能。
Therefore I bring everything to him.
所以我把万事都带到主面前。
He will guide me.
他要引导我。
He will watch over me.
他要保守我。
I will talk to him.
我要与他谈论。
He will talk to me.
他要与我交谈。
He is my life.
他就是我的生命。
He is the commandment in my heart.
他就是在我心里的诫命。
He is that good person.
他就是那位良善的。
He can keep the commandment.
他能够守诫命。
That's good.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again to allow us to fellowship upon your word.
父啊，感谢您又允许我们有这样的机会可以在您的话语里面交通。
We pray that this is not a word that we talk about.
我们的祷告是不让这些只成为谈论。
It's something that is only outward.
只是在外表的事。
We pray the Holy Spirit bind this word into our heart.
我们祷告让圣灵把这些话系在我们心里。
And challenge us.
来挑战我们。
Just like you challenge the young person.
就像您那天在挑战这个少年人。
Ask us, are we willing to bind this word into our heart?
问我们，我们是不是愿意把这话系在我们心里。
We pray that maybe some in this room today.
我们为今天在这个房间里面的一些人来祷告。
Who may think that his marriage is impossible.
可能你们在想婚姻是不可能的。
Is you're ready to give up on your marriage.
你已经在这里想到放弃婚姻。
Maybe for some that your children is impossible.
也许对一些人你们的儿女是你的问题。
Maybe you're ready to give up your children.
也许你已经预备要放弃。
Maybe there are some that has difficult health conditions.
也许有的人我们有健康上的问题。
They are who think that is impossible.
可能在思想这是不可能的。
This morning, give this confidence in our heart that with God, all things are possible.
今天求您给我们这样的信心，在神凡事都能。
So we will not continue
to apply ourselves to the word.
今天我们不再靠着自己来成就神的话语。
And we open our heart to receive the good person into our heart.
我们把心打开来接受这位良善的到我们心里。
Our trust is in you.
我们的信心是在您里面。
We pray that you have mercy, you have grace upon us.
求您的怜悯跟您的爱在我们的身上。
Wish that blessing some of us will make that choice this morning.
因着您的祝福，我们中间有些人今天可以这样来选择。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。